Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu istihbab al-ittija'i ba'da rak'atihi al-fajri ala jambihi al-ayman wal-hathu alayhi sawa'un kana tahajjada bil-layli amla. The chapter on the desirability, on the preferability of lying down on the right side after performing two rakats of the Fajr Salah, and the encouragement. This is talking about two rakat sunnat of the Fajr Salah. We'll explain this. So the chapter is speaking about the preferability, desirability, lying down on the right side after performing two rakats of the sunnat of Fajr Salah, and the encouragement to do so whether one has performed the Hajjud Salah or not. Now, with regards to reading the two rakat sunnat of Fajr Salah, we did all the adab that how a person shouldn't delay it. He should try and read it as early as possible, the two rakat sunnat of Fajr, and then what he should read in the two rakat sunnat of Fajr, the preferability of reading it at home if he can. We also spoke about that the person keeping it short, this two rakat sunnat of Fajr Salah. So now, after we finished with that, as far as the two rakat sunnat of Fajr Salah is concerned, the emphasis of not missing it out, and also what time a person should be reading it, where he should be reading it, if possible. Obviously we explained that if there isn't much time between the Azan and the Fajr Salah, then the better thing for him to do is at that time be in the masjid and read it in the masjid. But where there is a long time, some places you get between the Azan of Fajr and the Fajr Salah itself about half an hour, 45 minutes, enough time to read at home and get to the masjid. Anyway, we see that this chapter now that has brought, now that the Fajr Salat or the Sunnat of Fajr is finished, look at the sequence and the tartib. This is the Muhaddisin, Allah Ta'ala bless them and reward them. They made things so easy for us. They go in a sequence of events. So when we are following also, it becomes easy for us to follow. Provided our minds and our hearts are there when we are following. Otherwise, sometimes the person can be present, but his heart is not there. So therefore, two things are necessary whenever we sit in any dini talk, that Alqa sam'a wa huwa shaheed. One is a person is listening. Wa huwa shaheed, his mind and heart must also be present. Otherwise the person can be sitting here. Just as an example, person can be sitting here and his mind can be in one game, cricket match that is taking place in Delhi, or in some soccer match that is taking place in Europe, or some golf tournament that is taking place in Australia. Although he's here, but his mind and heart is not here. So therefore when it comes to the hadith, when it comes to Quran Sharif, that a person needs to listen properly. Al-Qasama, he listens properly. Wa huwa shaheed, this person, his heart, his mind, everything is present when he's listening. So anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought one chapter here, that the preferability of lying down on the right side after performing two rakats, sunnat of Fajr Salah, and encouragement to do so whether one has performed the Hajjud Salah or not. Now, according to the Shafi'is, that this is a mustaqil sunnah, that a person after reading the two rakat sunnat of Fajr Salah, he should lie down on his right hand side, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did this. And as we'll see in the hadith, so they say that this is a mustaqil, is a special or a separate sunnah on its own to lie down after reading the two rakat sunnat of Fajr Salah. We explained, the Hanafis explained, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did this because his tahajjud salah would be very, very long. You know the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So just to refresh, to get a bit of strength and a bit of energy, after he would read, we did that, he would read his two rakat sunnat of Fajr immediately, early on, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take a small rest, so to speak, to get more energy and to get more strength to allow him now to perform the Fajr Salah. So if it's done, we say if it's done for this, to get a bit of energy, a bit of strength, then it is like the person will be rewarded. His niyat is good for him to take a small rest after reading the two rakat sunnah to Fajr Salah. Number one. Number two is, if a person, in some hadith, that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say, that sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie down, sometimes he would talk to me, he would speak to me. So it shows that this is not a separate sunnah on its own. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it out of a need, or sometimes he would even talk to his Mubarak wife, our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another thing we learn as far as this is concerned, is that if a person is taking a rest after the two rakat sunnat of Fajr Salah, it should be done at home. Otherwise what will happen, the masjid will become a musafir khana. People all over will start sleeping after reading two rakat sunnat of Fajr. Firstly, we don't say it's a special sunnat, but if a person needs to take some rest because of him being tired, and he does it, he'll be rewarded. But now he mustn't do it in the masjid, otherwise what will happen? The whole masjid will become a musafir khana. People will start, the adab and respect of the masjid will go away. So keeping these few things in mind, and understanding that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is explaining it in this way, whether a person has performed tahajjud salat or not, he's taking the view of Imam Shafi, because he was a Shafi. He's taking the view and bringing the view of Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi. One other thing we learn from here is hadith in itself can't just be read on its own and understood on its own, because sometimes we'll take something and we won't understand the context in which it is saying, and then we will think that we have to do this. This now is a sunnah, and now we'll start making a sunnah that was not something that was a mustaqil sunnah. It was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore you get something known as sunnat adiyah, and something you know as sunnat huda. Those sunnats that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this before, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it as a habit. It wasn't done specifically because it, this now is some ibadah that he was doing, or some guidance for the ummah that you do it like this and you will be rewarded. I gave an example, this wearing of the lungi. This is the sunnat adiyah. It was one of the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it was not done as an ibadat. So therefore we won't say now to wear a lungi now is a sunnah. If a person wears a lungi, now he's going to be rewarded. Because this was done out of habit by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not as a ibadat. Anyway, moving on with this chapter. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha salla raka'ati al-fajr idha taja'a ala shiqqihi al-ayman, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed two rakats of Fajr Salah, this is referring to the Sunnah of Fajr, he would lie down on his right hand side. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, and Imam Ahmad has mentioned this in his Musnad. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli fima bayna ay yafrugha min salati al-isha ila al-fajr 11 rak'atan يسلم بين كل ركعتين ويوتر بواحدة فإذا سكت المؤذن من صلاة الفجر وتبين له الفجر وجاءه المؤذن قام فركع ركعتين خفيفتين ثم اضطجع على شقه الأيمن هكذا حتى يأتيه المؤذن للإقامة رواه مسلم. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform 11 rakats of salah from the time he completed Isha until Fajr Salah. 11 rakats, we explained that 8 rakats was Tahajjud Salah and 3 rakats was Witr Salah. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform 11 rakats of Salah from the time he completed the Isha until Fajr Salah. He would make Salam between every 2 rakats and add 1 rakat, making the total number of rakats an odd number, witr, an odd number, he would add 1 rakat, in other words, make witr 3 rakats. When the muadhin was silent after calling out the adhan of Fajr Salah, and dawn seemed clear, now the morning was seeming clear, the muadhin called out, the adhan is becoming brighter, the muadhin would come to him, he would stand up and perform 2 rakats, short rakats of Salah. In other words, now the early part, the muadhin came to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform 2 rakats, short rakats of salah. This is, we explained, the 2 sunnat of Fajr Salah. He would then lie down on his right hand side until the muadhin came to him to call out the iqamah. After this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie down on his right hand side until the muadhin called out the iqamah. Here we learn a few things. One of the things we learn is that if a person is habitual in tahajjud salah, and he can, and he knows for sure, nobody knows 100%, but in all likelihood, inshallah, that he will be awake for tahajjud, then for him it is better to read his witr last. He makes his witr salah according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that make your witr salah last. So the person delays his witr until after tahajjud salah. However, where a person is a student of deen, he's tired, he works till late with his kitabs, there's a likelihood that I'm going to miss my tahajjud, I'm not going to be up. Then day it is better for him that before he sleeps, he reads his tahajjud salat. He doesn't delay it till after the tahajjud salat, because witr is something that is important. Here we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be up, and last he would read his witr salat. So therefore, if a person is in that position, he is habitual of waking up for tahajjud salat, then the better thing for him to do is to delay the tahajjud salat until after the witr salat. The other thing we learn from here is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would reread the two rakats of Fajr Salah at home, and then he would proceed to the masjid, and then the Iqamah would be called out, and Salah would take place. The other explanation I have given, as far as taking a rest after the Tahajjud Salah and the Sunnah of Fajr is called out, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this to get energy, to get more fresh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had blessed him, but he taught us so many things in a very, very practical way. If you need to take a little bit of rest to get energy, to get fresh, then Sharia doesn't prohibit you from this. You should do this, and even in taking that rest also to get fresh again for ibadat, that rest also you will be rewarded for. One more hadith to finish off this chapter. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم ركعتي الفجر فليضجع على يمينه رواه أبو داود والترمذي بأسانيد صحيحة قال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when any of you has performed the two rakats of Fajr Salah, referring to the Sunnah of Fajr Salah, he should lie down on his right hand side. This hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif. We explained that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in another narration, she said, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed two rakats of Fajr Salah, he would speak to me if I was awake, otherwise he would lie down. So from here we learned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would rest, and at times he would not rest. So therefore we won't say that this is a mustaqim sunnah. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested, and sometimes he did not rest. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and practicing so beautiful the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything there is hikmat and there is wisdom. So therefore one of the things that we look at and we see is how sahaba studied the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything he did, how he did, what he did, when he did, to such an extent that there is even a kitab on the smiles and tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At which occasions he smiled, which occasions he teared. Everything was studied, everything was looked at. This is the love that Allah Ta'ala has created in the hearts of the pious for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah also give us that love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes very, very beloved to us to such an extent that we don't miss it out. Therefore you find a person, it comes in a hadith that as-salatu bis-siwaki, salat performed wood making miswak. Ala salati allati la yustaku. As-salat allati yustaku alayha. Ala salati allati la yustaku alayha. Bi-sab'ina du'afan. O kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. It is multiplied 70 times more. Person just makes miswak, and then he performs his salat. That salat versus a salat where he does not make miswak. The salat where he makes miswak is multiplied 70 times. Why? Ulama explained, is because he applied the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'd given that salah, that extra importance, Allah multiplies that salat 70 times. So therefore we find that when a person brings the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will multiply his rewards. Allah will give him much, much more because he's giving that extra importance. So indeed, we should always try and give that extra importance to everything. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin.